San Francisco has one of the tightest rental markets in the country. Competition for housing has gotten so stiff that many landlords are making money just from rental application fees. Another result of all that competition is that it leads neighborhood demographics to change. As wealthier people move in, less affluent ones are forced out. 16-year-old Lupe Hernandez has seen some of those changes in the Mission District. Her family is Mexican, and she produced this commentary about the Latino neighborhood's changing identity.
Living in San Francisco, one becomes familiar with the variety and culture, each one seeming to have its own neighborhood. For Hispanics and Latinos, this neighborhood is the Mission. If you haven't been to the Mission Street in a while, there have been many changes. The biggest change is in the people, Latinos. It seems that the percentage of Latinos has decreased while a new culture has moved in. Most of these movers are the so-called hipsters. It's easy to spot hipsters on the Mission streets. They're usually riding bikes, filling up coffee shops, or buying jewelry from the street vendors by the BART to wear them with something like a suit or a cocktail dress.
I like the way they dress sometimes, because other times they look like hobos.
That's my friend Raquel Barajas. Her parents are Mexican, and she grew up in San Francisco. Like any other Mexican kid, she spent a lot of time in the Mission with her parents. I asked her what she thought about the hipster culture.
I like their style. I wouldn't dress like them, but I do like their style. It's like different and out there.
I was surprised by her response because to me, hipster culture could easily be seen as a threat to the Latin population in the Mission. Many of the things I remember from growing up there just aren't there anymore. Where I used to see Mexican bakeries, now there are expensive cafes, and most people can't afford that. There used to be a CD store called Ritmo Latino, where everyone would go to hang out. Music was always blasting. Now, it's a cell phone store. When I go to the Mission now, it feels empty. People used to hang out on the street. Now they're all inside dark music venues at night. The Mission I remember was loud, full of life, out on the street. And now all that feels like it's gone. What's worse, people don't even seem to notice. Even some of the Hispanics who still live there. For example, my friend Raquel told me she didn't really notice any difference. She also said that the changes in the neighborhood didn't affect her identity.
If I dress a certain way, I'm still going to be Mexican.
Hearing this made me sad. To me, the Mission was one of the only places where I could experience Hispanic culture. My parents are Mexican, but they don't follow a lot of cultural traditions. At school, no one really listens to Mexican music. It's all about top 40 hip-hop. But when I went to the Mission, Latin music is all I heard. People were always out on the street speaking Spanish. It was full of life, different than most of the places I was in as a kid. Being there felt like walking outside at night and feeling the cold on your cheeks. Hipster culture is different. To me, it seems like the people who live in the Mission now are quieter. They sit in cafes, they don't have kids, and they don't play loud music. Really chill. I see a lot more people in suits with office jobs. I don't have any problem with hipsters, but they've changed how the Mission looks and sounds and feels. It's almost a completely new area. I know that cities are always changing, but that doesn't mean it doesn't matter if a culture is isolated. Latin culture made the Mission what it is. And I hope that people who live there now don't forget that, whether they're Hispanic and proud of it or not. For Cross Currents, I'm Lupe Hernandez.